It was justified.
My name was Ice Cold.
That was so cold.
It was cold as shit, motherfucker. Dude, what if you had...
We'll have a better opening this time.
What if you had a cold shit? That would be uncomfortable.
I don't really want to think about
that. I wouldn't like that.
This is turning into the worst built opening. We had a really good one.
Well, let's go hot.
Well, I guess it's shitty conversation.
let's go hot with it. So, hey guys. Hey folks.
Hey guys.
Week 5, we're back. It is over. Officially a month of doing the pod by, well, it'll be a month and a week by the time you hear this. But we're happy to be doing it. It's cool stuff. I think I tried to do this last episode too.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of the podcast.
We're going to congratulate ourselves.
We're still back. It's still been a good month.
Believe it, we're still recording.
We're back. Hey guys, this week we're
glad
doing
to be here.
Episode 5, The Lord of War and Thunder.
This episode's got us nuts.
It does got us nuts. This is definitely the meatiest episode we've got.
It's such a spite episode.
It is. Everything
is
very bitter.
It brings the series-long villain, Arlo.
Oh, we should mention, new recording setup. I hope it's better.
Maybe we move the giant ottoman out of the way and...
Less soundproofing, more sound spoofing.
Now that furniture-based empire... no longer exists, it's much easier to get a single ottoman out of the way.
It's because the
Actually,
Cubs won.
Stan Perkins has a furniture empire.
I thought you were going to say Stan Perkins is ottoman. And it's like,
well, we actually don't
ottoman
know
coated.
If Stan
we don't know
is
he's
ottoman.
Not.
That's an interesting assertion that
we should
you made
look into
here.
It.
We, but yeah, maybe we can explore that. When
he
we
does
want
to leave Kentucky. Could it be to go back to Turkey?
Could yeah, that's
Dude,
true.
Could Turkey...
Maybe, see,
now
maybe
that,
he's doing a psyop.
So
too.
Here's how
that?
Justified is actually too. About Turkish politics.
So who's Erdogan?
He's Raylan.
No, Art would be Erdogan.
Who are the Armenians?
We can't
get into this.
You can't say that.
We can't get into this. I was thinking that if anyone was Armenian, it would...
Dude, and that's true because he does get treated the worst this episode.
Yeah.
Well, he is part of the, he's part of the schmucks of Harlan.
Yeah, he is one of Harlan's schmucks.
Wow, are you calling
Dewey?
Armenian schmucks?
Well, he's one of he's
Well, they
he's,
did lose.
He's one of the transient schmucks. He's a I hate Kentucky guy.
That's true. The Armenians aren't going anywhere.
We should actually get into the episode.
We got
a
long hard time.
We can AR connection.
Not a
is Armenian. We'll investigate this all in the bonus content, folks.
Stay tuned.
Anyways, so the beginning of the Lord of War and Thunder. Yeah, the beginning of Lord. Fuck! Why is this title tripping me up?
Thor, Love and Thunder.
At the beginning of Thor, Love and Thunder, we get probably the worst
gore?
Thing we've That's seen so... Raylan do on screen. It's Raylan.
Gore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Yeah, it is.
Who's Gore's daughter?
Wait, Gore has a... I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, none of us have seen Love and Thunder. And will not.
We will not
yeah,
be.
Yeah, this is...
We
supporting.
Hate the MCU.
This is an anti-MCU podcast.
Quantumania? Fuck that.
More like...
Instead of seeing Quantumania, you should watch...
Avatar 2.
More like...
Or Avatar 2.
Quantasita.
Quantum major problems.
Hey. Anyway, so we get probably the worst thing Raylan's done to anyone in the show thus far.
Well, we get Art and Raylan and Rachel talking about... talking leading up to...
Yeah, well, I just mean this whole sequence is the worst thing.
We are recapping,
so...
Yeah.
So, Raylan...
Yeah, Raylan gaslights a lady.
Raylan and Rachel are trying to track down a fugitive... whose name is Wilson Toomey.
Based on beer consumption.
Based on beer consumption, Raylan briefly becomes a landscaper to win the ex-wife's trust to then...
Poor faces a bit?
Yeah, Raylan does do poor face here. And he's like, well, I'm just a lonely guy.
Lost my
out
job.
Of work. Lost my
yeah,
job.
Dude, I'm going to do some work food. Anyway for free.
He literally says, the economy, huh?
He really would rather do anything than his normal job.
Yeah, anything Raylan can do to get out of doing his job.
Because he doesn't even have to be on this whole mission. Art's just like, let's just move on. We can't see him.
But we get like an, aw shucks, am I going to get her? Style sequence where Raylan keeps trying to get sight on the ex-husband so that they can move on him.
Raylan just goes and introduces himself as this yard worker. And he's like, I'm going to do it for free. And like, you can just give me food if you want to, but only if you want to.
Yeah.
And
she's
like,
rightly suspicious.
She's rightly suspicious, but like Raylan actually does the yard work. And like, he just shows up that like, he does it that day.
He does good work
and
too.
And he shows up the next day.
Dickhead about it too.
But like before, anyway, he does the yard work, and then we get a scene of Raylan after hours, after he's been doing yard work all day, talking to Ava on Makeout Point.
You're right. They go to Makeout Point.
Ava and Raylan go to Makeout Point just to drink beer.
Yeah, and knock them back.
Drinking beers.
Great drunk acting from both of them.
I think we can just assume that Raylan had four. That's where I'm going to pin Raylan's beer consumption. Yeah, because they had a six-pack, but I'm going to assume he drank more than Ava. Because Raylan loves throwing it.
Ava is pretty tough. I mean,
that's
might be
true.
3-3.
Yeah, it's kind of misogynist that you'd imply that Raylan should drink more beer than Ava.
That it wasn't. It wasn't because she was a woman.
Oh wow, it wasn't. Yeah, you're making that clarification now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
just
sure if you can start
right
jumping
after
to the Ava defense here.
I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Yeah, I'm saying that you're a misogynist for thinking that Raylan has to drink more beer than Ava.
I think it's
based
because
that, he's a man,
Raylan's a bigger alcoholic than Ava.
I don't know. I think that we can
not too sure.
We can't assume anything about Ava's alcohol consumption because we see Ava at bars with Raylan all the time. Ava's offering Raylan drinks. She's probably just
see Raylan drink. That's it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean this is where the bits start to turn around.
Makeout Point,
right? And it's like, oh, we're it's only gonna cutesy. Do like I said that was only a one-time thing in Harlan. What happens in Harlan stays in Harlan.
Raylan just full of shit.
Full of
shit,
Raylan.
Totally full of shit.
After this, we get to the actual plot of the episode.
Arlo Givens,
folks. He's finally here. We've been talking about him. The myth has been building. And he's a nasty-looking old guy. Very
his
leathery.
Fit sucks.
It's terrible. Oh, my
full
God.
Full burglar
it's
fit.
Awful. Yeah, like, his what's going on with his hat?
Well...
I mean, it looks cold.
The hat's functional.
Looks
it covers his
I
ears.
Guess, yeah.
He's an
okay,
old man.
Okay,
he's got to be warm.
He's got an old guy hat.
No excuse for the rest of it.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. He's angry.
Yeah. Arlo... But he's not, like...
It's a calculated anger. He's
it's
got
calculated
he's got
with his
plan.
Bat. Yeah.
And you know,
he's not like in a fit of passion. This is he's walking around to smash stuff up because he's got a game going.
That's true. He's completely serious about smashing stuff up. He's not like frenzied.
Yeah, he's not out of control.
Yeah.
Like this is a measured action. He's beating the crap out of
he's
stuff.
He's old guy beating shit up.
He's old guy beating shit up. Calls the police on himself to look like
that's old guy shit.
That's old
calling
guy
calling the police
shit.
On yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're up to greater things.
You're up
the
to
police
no
are on such a low level
yeah,
that
Sheriff
you can be
Hunter.
Like, hey, come get me. I just did this crime. And then they play and they come get you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you asked.
Absolutely.
It's all they can do.
And Raylan finds out about this after being called by his Aunt Helen during his evening of canoodling.
Yeah, we find out that Raylan was just full of shit.
Yeah.
That he is just going to have sex with Ava.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't really like the song in this scene.
Yeah
song drop could have been better.
Yeah,
and so Aunt Helen calls Ava's phone.
Yes.
Not Raylan's.
Right.
Calls Ava's phone. And they answer, and she's like, oh, hey, Raylan, it's for you. And then Raylan's like, hey.
Helen gets Raylan better than pretty much anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Helen knows how to push Raylan's buttons.
Absolutely.
And then...
A lot of gaslighting this episode.
A lot of gaslighting. A lot of girl bossing.
Yeah. I mean, It's family, like all these family traditions coming out.
Yeah. Winona's girl bossing later.
True.
Helen girl bosses the whole episode. Ava girl bosses Raylan.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fugitive's wife with the shotgun.
Fugitive's wife, dude, girl bosses Raylan.
This is the wokest episode of Justified. It's so woke. We have so many girl bosses.
Yeah. And we have Armenian politics. So after Arlo smashes the stuff up and Raylan has to go bail him out of jail.
He has to see Aunt Helen at the bar because she tells him, like, hey, meet me at this bar.
You're right. Yep.
I need you to bail your father out.
Yeah, bail Organa, your father, out of jail.
And so
Raylan is super fucking rude. He walks
rightfully
up to...
Rightfully? Yeah. This is stupid.
I mean, yeah, but he walks up to Aunt Helen and is like, what did he do this time? Or, no, he didn't say what did he do this time. He said something really rude. Didn't say hello. And no. Aunt Helen's like, really? Like, that was so rude. Like, why can't you even say hello?
That's the first thing you say?
Yeah.
Then, oh, you're still smoking.
Yeah, then Raylan just says something even ruder, which is like, okay.
Well, but then Raylan does, like, start to talk to her, and then she's just like, I also need you to pay for it.
Yeah, like, you have to bail him out, and, like, I'm
you
not
paying
for it.
You have to post the bail,
like,
too. And,
well, rent's their only income now.
Rent's their, and the government check.
True.
Right, so they're a landlord and they're just a leech.
Yeah, it's very clear Arlo's a leech on society here.
I like that being a shitty landlord is the final evolution of Arlo's shit criminal empire.
Yeah, and doing, like, rent scams on people.
There's 30 years of leg breaking to this.
Oh, we should specify Arlo's claim against the man who's renting the house he trashed, which he owns, is that Stan Perkins has not been paying his rent, even though he has.
Yeah, Stan has been paying his rent for sure. He's the kind of...
Arlo's doing what we call in the business a bit. Arlo's doing a bit.
He's even, according to him, he's right to smash up his house because it's his house.
It's his house.
The stuff that's in it doesn't matter. That's rentoid
shit.
It's
rentoid shit, indeed.
I doubt that Stan Perkins had renter's insurance, so
absolutely not.
He's not getting a cent.
I don't think anyone in Harlan.
Renters. Well, we saw Sheriff Hunter essentially solve this through, like, a handshake deal.
Well, yeah, which is what put Arlo in jail, is him making him shake his hand, and then Arlo just, you know, kicking him in the nuts.
Yeah,
and
you know the drill,
okay,
Arlo.
Arlo agreed to pay for all the shit he broke. No way he was actually paying for all the
absolutely
shit he broke.
Absolutely not.
And so
but
then,
no, I guess I'll pay.
Then Sheriff Hunter arrests Arlo. He's like, you know the drill. You got arrested all the fucking time. We just arrested you last week for the DUI. And he's like, you know you're full of shit, Sheriff Hunter.
And this is when Raylan gets brought into the situation. He has this conversation with Helen. He goes to pick up Arlo, and Arlo is a shithead. We'll get deep into the actual conversation they have when we swing back around to it, because there's a lot of meat here, and I think that we're going to easily get lost in it if we try to pick it apart now. A lot of dad problems going on.
Yeah.
Raylan's got daddy issues, folks. And after this, Raylan goes on another adventure.
Raylan is on to something with Stan. He goes to...
Stan busts in on Helen and fucks up their screen door.
Right after this conversation with Aunt Helen, Raylan goes to pick up Arlo from jail, where he's telling another shitty joke to these other inmates.
Yeah.
And he says...
I like the hat.
Stan activates his Magic the Gathering nephew's card and turns on the uncle magic and brings his two largest nephews to come hassle Helen. They toss the place. Helen gets thrown on the floor. She swings a knife. It's a big thing. In the end, Stan says, if next time I see Arlo, he doesn't give me his stuff, I'm going to find him and I'm going to kill him.
Helen's three strikes didn't really work.
they did not really get
should have had a gun.
Arlo and Helen anywhere.
Not the deterrent that she thought it was.
A knife on a table behind you isn't the like fallback plan.
She had no plan.
She did the Travis Travers. And
she
vibed.
Was thinking on her, yeah. She's
she
definitely
vibed
thinking
through
on her,
her plan.
Right.
That's when we get the Arlo-Raylan conversation in the car. And that's after that conversation, they get home. They see the busted up screen door. Raylan finds all about what happened. And he has a conversation to go have with Mr. Stan Perkins. Mm-hmm. And when he talks to Stan Perkins, Stan is... He doesn't really bullshit Raylan about what he does. He has to do the song and dance of, yeah, I'm a salesman of whatever. But I don't think Raylan, I don't think he expects Raylan to believe that.
Well, yeah, but that is the bullshit.
Yeah. I'm just saying I don't think he expects Raylan to believe it. Like, he's not trying to earnestly sell that.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Because
yeah.
The angle he does take is I can't call, like, the regular police about
he only
what
goes
took.
Through them. Yeah, he only goes through the most.
He definitely thinks he's putting one over Raylan.
He does.
I don't
think
he knows
tricking
he's Givens
Raylan.
Yet.
No, I don't think he knows he's Givens either.
Unless he, you know, introduces himself.
Well, he gets
like,
the business card, so he does find out. But in any case, this is the first time in the show where we get Raylan really walking the line of using his police authority to just be a vigilante, because he completely taps in on his authority as a marshal and his freedom of movement and his ability to control a situation throughout this episode, but he's doing it completely outside of the law.
Yeah, he's doing it on his own, like, agenda of...
Yeah.
Yeah, he is just...
It's vigilante justice.
Right.
Genuinely, you know, out of, you know, love for Helen and somewhat Arlo... But, you know, still using the power
it's
of marshals
so much
to settle
more
family
like
business.
Fight, I think. Like,
yeah, it's I read it as obligation and bitterness.
Yeah.
Because I also think he enjoyed pushing Stan around. I think he got a kick out of it.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he loves this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he was really in it for the family, but...
I don't think it was out of love. I think it was out of obligation. Like, I think the obligation comes from love, but I don't think he, like, wanted to. Like, he felt like he had to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, that's more of what I was thinking.
He did just outright threaten Stan.
Yeah.
On the second pass. Pass, right.
But in
like,
between
I
then...
I beat the shit out of you for touching my stepmother.
Yeah. So, in between all this, or in between Raylan's investigating, which will unravel the mystery, because it's actually one of the season's tighter mystery threads that they've done, that Raylan actually has to do some real investigating here.
Raylan takes a page out of the Curtis Mims playbook here.
How's that?
Gardening.
Oh, that's right, gardening.
Oh, shit.
And he finishes up the gardening.
Wow. This is where Raylan could have
back to
he
to
could have picked up the plan gone legitimate, you know, probably taking an advance from Pinner.
Yeah.
Free food.
Oh, rest in peace, Curtis Mims.
Curtis Mims was going places for sure.
He could have, and then Travis Travers became the Joker.
Yeah. I think Travis.
Curtis
Travers
was having too
Joker
much fun
time.
With the gun.
He just outed himself as the Joker at that point.
Yeah.
That's when he like just fully embraced his Joker.
He's like, well. I'm starting to find crime humorous, and plugs him. Anyway, Raylan does his yard work, busts in on the family, traumatizes them all, and makes an arrest. And we see that Arlo in him. We've gotten a sight on Arlo as a manipulative, scheming prick, and we get that side of Raylan here.
We glossed over Raylan's... we cut to him going to the yard... And getting some water from the house owner.
You are
and
correct.
And then we cut away.
I did from, gloss over.
We cut that. Away from the Vasquez scene
it
where we
just
get
a cup of water.
Where we get to see the DA. Is it?
Yeah.
He's
an
attorney
AUSA.
Guy. Yeah.
AUSA Assistant U.S. Attorney David Vasquez starts to question Ava. About the night of Boyd's shooting.
The actual right. law of the show.
And he has a surprise guest in the room. I was doing a surprise guest thing so that when we got there.
Well, we can just cut it.
Yeah.
Here, you can just act like I...
Ex-wife. anyway. So, Ava has a little bit of a surprise meeting with the AUSA about Boyd's shooting. Hilarity ensues.
Winona asks to be excused.
Talked about this 30 seconds ago.
Wait, we did?
I love the pure look of...
Saving...
Oh.
For the... Let me go back into it.
Oh, okay.
Ava has a flash of red on...
Ava...
Just sees pure red for a good second in this meeting.
After the AUSA meeting...
Arlo goes to beat the shit out of these kids at the diner.
He does go to beat the shit out of the kids at the diner.
Well, like... 38-year-old kids.
Yeah, the nephews.
Just some silly little nephews.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even make the slightest attempt at being discreet. He just walks into this diner and is like, hey, look at this, and then wails on them with Raylan's old bat.
With half the customers being like, Arlo,
Arlo.
Lovely a heart attack happens.
And then he has a sheer heart attack.
Ooh,
sheer heart.
Oh, and, I clip in a JoJo thing or a
By the way, read Araki has just released part 9 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Read it. JoJo Lands, baby. This is a pro JoJo podcast.
JoDio.
in any case.
Bye bye, JoDio.
Goodbye, JoJo! The rest of the episode is really just Raylan wrapping up the mystery, finding a way to be mad at Arlo again, even after his heart attack, and we get some contemplation on their relationship. And I'm ready to go back to the top to get into it.
But they're doing the stakeout outside of that motherfucker's...
The only bit of art we see in the episode.
Yeah, this is our art's only scene.
Art's
him
only
complaining
scene.
Well, about
a very
the
artful
van.
Episode, but not a but a very artless episode.
It's a tragedy, really, and I think that the beauty of the farm lies in the contradictions.
So more art.
It is artful, but there is no art.
Okay, Mr. Professional Art Critic.
Is that not what we do?
No, I never thought of it like that.
Think higher of yourself.
See, it is the contradiction. He comes with the artist's statements, but does not know he is artist.
Yeah, see, that's what makes my art.
It is poetics.
Yeah, pure.
It's like Star Wars. It rhymes.
Oh, hey, remember Star Wars?
Remember when we did Star Wars?
Who gives a fucking shit how long a
podcast is?
So Rachel and Raylan have been staking out this guy for like. Days. Many days. And
this
guy,
nasty.
I don't even know what he did.
He shot a cop.
Oh, he shot a cop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
well,
reasonably
Arlo,
thereafter.
Art mentions that this guy's got a long rap sheet, including shooting a cop.
Okay, so this guy's a real dickhead.
But Art says they don't even have to, like, go after this guy. They've been there for some amount of days. Getting nothing.
Art's persistent that, like, they don't have anything to suggest that he's here.
Raylan says many times that he gets paid the same every day of the year, no matter what.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, as long as he keeps the job, it doesn't matter how many cases he actually solves.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just the love of the game.
So really, he's just hanging out with Rachel at this point.
Yeah, and Rachel mentions that she's thought about killing herself multiple times. and she actually says she's thought about killing both of them.
Yeah, right.
And Raylan's like, oh, fair. Nice. No, he's very offended. He's like, oh, nice. And it's like, dude, do you remember the last conversation we saw you have with her? You were a huge dickhead. What are you talking about? Fucking asshole.
So... They mentioned that the only lead they have on this guy is the amount of beer that his wife is bringing into the house.
Anti-boozer discrimination, as always,
Art suggests getting a warrant, and they're like, no, that would be dumb. And he's like, what do you mean? It's like, we already tried. We already tried.
You can't get
that.
A beer warrant.
You can't get a beer warrant.
An actual win for the system.
So Art leaves. Art's like, whatever. There's more important things going on. You have one more day.
And squeal for one more day.
Right. And so Art's like, fine. Well, leave it alone. You have one more day. And so then Raylan gets out of the car and he's like, I've got this idea. I'm going deep undercover. I'm going poor face.
He gets the dirt on the face.
He picks out not his usual Stetson, but just like a ball
cap.
It's a ratty
dad hat.
And he unbuttons his shirt. We see him as he knocks on the woman's door, you know, to deceive her.
Well, he also sneaks a gun into his back pocket.
Yes, that's the thing, is that we see him put his hand on his back. His back pocket. Where he's really.
Or his.
He is ready to not pretend the yard work for a couple days.
Right. Immediately as he goes up, he's already looking like past her inside the house, like, hey, like, where's this guy? Yeah.
Because all
they need is eye contact. All they need is to see him. So that's when he's like, I'll do this yard work for free. And she's like, she's suspicious. She's like, yeah. Get the fuck out of here. This isn't the
office.
I'm not going to pay you.
She plays a little game with him and she's like, oh, you saying my yard looks bad?
Oh, yeah. And Raylan passes the charisma check.
He
because
does.
Raylan has so fucking high charisma.
Once again, Timothy Oliphant being a Harlan a million leads to success.
Yeah, he can bluff out of every situation.
Yeah. He's like, well, I'm just a humble guard.
He's trying to figure out how to talk broke for a second.
I've got a passion.
I'll do it for free for some food.
For some food.
Please.
So then we can assume that Raylan spends the rest of the day doing yard work for this woman. And then after one hard day's work, he goes and he meets his girlfriend at Makeout Point.
Yeah.
And they share a six
pack.
Well,
not girlfriend one. That was a one-time thing.
Want to point something out. I think that Raylan's strategy may have been more effective, and he would have gotten it sooner if he'd rolled up and he'd really committed to like poor face, and he had been dressed like Tiny Tim.
So
and
wait,
he had
I'm
been,
sorry.
Like,
so
on
you're
a crutch.
You're suggesting that Raylan should have done some code switching to be more appealing to Ava? She just switched to poor coding.
No, I'm talking about when he went to break into the house.
Raylan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have come up in the Walt Jr. crutches.
When he did the poor face to go talk to the lady about gardening.
Oh. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Makeout Point. To be, like, more attracted to Ayla.
No.
Ava.
No. He could have gotten into the house sooner if he'd gone there in full Tiny Tim Christmas Carol regalia. With the crutch and the, please, sir, is it Christmas?
You're not going to hire that guy to do your yard work.
No, but if he'd been like, can I empty my blood pouch into your sink?
No, I don't think this woman would have had any sympathy for this guy.
No respect.
Not at all.
That's her. She
probably would have just
one of the many
shot
girl bosses
and been like, I'm going to put you out of your misery. Stay right here. And gone and get her and got this 12 gauge that she had
and
sitting
boom
in the house.
Problem solved.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got rid of Raylan.
And it gives the marshals an excuse to arrest her husband.
Yeah.
Maximum carnage.
Right.
And her kids don't get scarred.
Right.
Well,
we have to see it.
Well,
their mom just killed the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't see it.
And then they both go away. So I think no matter what, these kids are just, they're not in a good place.
Raylan should have left well. They should have fucked off.
Yeah, Raylan really had no business doing
this.
The
warrant's not going away. Is it a warrant?
Yeah, it's a warrant on him.
They don't have. There's an open warrant.
He's a fugitive.
Yeah, that's what I'm
on. Or there's a fugitive, but they don't have a warrant.
I can't think of like the technical
term. They don't have a warrant on the
for
house.
But they have a warrant for his arrest.
Yes.
Two different warrants.
Yeah. Was that warrant going to like expire or something?
I don't think warrants expire.
Yeah, like it could come back later.
No, I'm just saying that Raylan should have cut this guy.
Yeah, they were gonna he was gonna get caught. He was either gonna stay inside forever or get caught. And I mean like
let him stay inside forever.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just let him stay inside.
I mean,
forever.
We've seen
let,
Harlan.
Let
him let
the
crimes
man drink.
Who cares?
Yeah, he's clearly got enough beer.
He's got enough beer.
Yeah. Get him more beer.
Get him more beer.
So much beer, but not. but not so much okay, beer guys, that it's suspicious.
Hey, guys.
Welfare paid in beer.
Paid in beer?
For criminals.
And gum.
Sedate them. Gum.
Gum and beer.
Gum.
Why gum?
And
beer. Because I wish I could be paid in gum. You know, like those commercials?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that's because you're not a TV kid.
True.
Yeah.
So why
or TV
you?
Adult.
So,
gum.
So is gum like an acceptable currency for like, say, if I wanted to buy a sandwich?
There were a
gum?
Series of commercials in which, I think they were Orbit commercials or Trident commercials.
Yeah, I can't remember the brand, but I do remember.
They were the gum that were like layered.
Stupid ass.
And every commercial, the punchline would be some like working man chewing the gum after hearing that the representative was paid in gum and being like, I wish I could be paid in gum. So I think welfare with gum would be a better version than what we have now.
Welfare with money?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
a very
see.
Toxic.
Because everybody's just using it to buy gum.
Yeah, see,
that's
welfare
the
with money, we're
statistically,
really just, we're,
that's
we're
the only thing
to
it's
waste.
Used for.
Because we're just paying all these gum manufacturers their margins.
We're killing
and
off
we
every poor person
gum.
That
yeah.
has to
we
buy food with money.
Okay.
We could put all of these gum
this
manufacturers
is,
right, and these
so
stupid corporate tyrants.
We will be
this.
Pushing Joe Biden to the left. And to have him use the Defense Production Act
gum
to produce gum. Nationalize the gum companies and start paying
well,
welfare
you know,
and gum.
You know, so, Brandon would use like Big League Chew or something
he
plastic.
Would.
And,
he would.
And I mean, who's there to complain?
Big Joe?
Sure. Bazooka. I feel like he'd be a bazooka guy.
Bazooka
Joe.
Bazooka?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've. See,
it's
a
classic
bazooka,
or is
bazooka
five gum
is
part of that drug cocktail he's got?
Maybe. Like, dude,
is adrenochrome in five gum?
Yeah.
Like, dude, maybe
there are
you
no
can,
drugs,
maybe you can,
it's just five gum.
Maybe you can edit it in things like how it feels to chew five gum and then the why?
Or
soda!
That is how it feels to chew five
dude,
gum.
Dude, maybe Joe is getting paid in soda.
Like,
Donald had a soda button. Maybe,
yeah,
Joe, maybe
that's
true. Just
that's
Joe's
the
paycheck.
Maybe Donald took his presidential salary and Diet Coke.
It is so cool.
I mean, half Diet
Coke,
half McDonald's.
He had a Diet Coke button.
Dude,
like, JFK had a regular Coke button. Heyo. And then he had another one for Coca-Cola.
He had a woman button.
He had a woman button, too.
That's awesome.
But
I
every
could
time
use a few of those buttons.
But every time he pressed it, he lost 3 years on his life. Which is why his head just exploded.
Yeah.
He
just
pressed
did
the
that.
Button too many times. Anyway, back to the episode. Good lord.
Good thing.
Talk about a tangent.
Tangent?
Partially on me. Hey, tangent.
Back to the episode. Derivative for our math people out here.
Yeah, x squared, the 2x.
So when they go to make out point.
Yeah.
See, you guys didn't get the math joke.
You're right.
Tough crowd.
See, I mastered calculus back in high school, so it's kind of
passé.
So it'll come back up.
See, that's essential for the AR connection. So,
oh.
So we're going to have to delve deeper into that in our bonus content.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
A league of morons.
So they go to make out point, and they start doing kisses. And
massages.
And Raylan's like, oh, please don't be my girlfriend. That would be bad.
Yeah, we
don't give me the happy
it's
ending,
only one
Ava.
Time thing.
She does make a happy ending massage.
What
joke.
Happens in Harlan
stays in
Harlan. Which is like, whenever you say that.
Yeah, you fucked up already.
Yeah, no.
It's already happened.
Right.
And then, of course, they do go home together after this, obviously.
Right, of course. But before we see that, we see Arlo busting into the house.
Arlo's busting,
breaking
folks.
Shit up.
Arlo is busting.
Terrible fit.
Bad
breaks
fit.
Into
trash
the house.
Fit.
He's got
rancid
the
vibes from the start.
He lights something
in.
On fire. I'm
yeah,
not sure what that
was.
Was.
I thought he was going to burn the house down, but then he didn't.
No.
He lit it on fire. Then he called the police.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I think I saw this guy, me, breaking
ooh.
Into this house. It's my house.
He doesn't reveal all that on the phone, but he goes for a snooze.
Yeah, I mean, see, I don't know if the snooze was an act or not. did he intend to fall asleep for when Sheriff Hunter came up, or did he just sit down and that's what happened?
I think when
he
wasn't
awake, but I think he did just like doze off.
I think when you're that old, they're the same thing. Like it's the same decision.
Okay.
It's like if I sit down, I'm going to fall asleep.
Okay. A few cute
further question: do you think he was earnestly asking where he was when he woke up?
No, no shot. He knew exactly what was going on because as soon as
so he was playing the Alzheimer card.
Yeah. Well, as soon as Stan Perkins walked in, he was like, "Let's fucking go."
Oh right.
So. Sheriff
but
Hunter.
Maybe Stan is just surrounded by bad vibes for old guys.
It's a shame we're not going to get another old guy to test this on.
Arlo is probably super sensitive to the vibes.
See, if the show was more committed to the AR connection, we would have seen Art interacting with Stan.
See, we actually Harvey have an too. ARL connection between Arlo and Harland.
There's no D at the end of Harlan. It's H-A-R-L-A-N.
Oh, I thought it was Harlan.
Well, of course, we have the reverse AR connections with the many RAs going on.
Yeah, Travers, yeah. Raylan. Well, see, Raylan has a complicated AR connection because it's the reverse of Arlo, but Arlo is his father, so he's directly tied to the AR.
No, see, it's an inversion because Raylan's an inversion of Arlo. God, I shouldn't be arguing this for you.
He's
this
only
is your
an
job.
Inversion. In
I'm prosecution
purpose.
Here.
Arlo is like, Raylan is like the spitting image of Arlo in everything else other than his profession.
Yeah, but that's the inversion.
Well, Raylan does stop just short of traumatizing the kids, or trying not to.
Yeah, but he does it out of pettiness. He's like, oh, you really going to traumatize your kids right now? You really going to traumatize your kids?
I mean,
we're spoiling the bonus content.
He could have just, like, walked in and gotten the visual on the guy.
We're still talking Arlo here.
That's true. We're still talking about Arlo.
So
Sheriff Hunter came.
Sheriff Hunter's like, aw, shucks, Arlo. You did it again.
Yeah,
you really
smashed the place
did it
up
again.
Good.
And Arlo's like, this is my house.
Yeah. He hasn't paid rent.
He's absolutely paid rent.
Yeah, he definitely
Stan's
has.
Stan's only reasonable moment. Like,
it's my stuff. Hand. It's my stuff. Yeah. It is
and,
his stuff.
But
and
also,
shut the fuck up.
Why did Stan have a bubblegum machine?
Because he's an idiot. He's a dickhead.
I think that it's because it was fun to film being smashed.
Okay.
I think that's why it was there.
Reminds me of...
That's fair.
That's a good point. But Stan kind of reminds me of Lawyer Guy from It's Always Sunny with the hands.
Jack?
Jack.
Yeah, he does look kind of like Jack.
So he's got Jack vibes and
loves
really
his nephew.
All of the... Yeah, and nephews. Like all of the things that comes with...
All of
them. With the Jack
and as a hustler, he is kind of just like a worse Pinter.
He's a hustler on his
He doesn't get his escape plan
together. Nope. He is Pinter minus.
He has like... We know that he's got access to money because he said he had $75,000.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money.
Well, it is often a plot problem in Justified when the plot is often, how do I turn this theoretical $75,000 into actual money?
Yeah, it usually turns into like 10 grand.
Yeah, every villain fumbles the bag eventually.
True.
Anyway, so Stan comes back, and as soon as Arlo sees him, and they go to shake hands to like, Stan's not going to press charges if Arlo pays for his stuff. And then Arlo's like, aw, shucks, fine.
Old guy concession.
And then as soon as they go to shake, bam, right in the nuts, he toasts Stan right then and there.
Arlo does him dirty.
Arlo does him dirty.
That shit.
And I love that Hunter's just like, oh, come on.
You know the drill.
Arlo, come on.
Hunter kind of seems like a bad cop.
But this is kind of the indication that we get that Arlo is here to be arrested.
Yeah. And this is also where we get the show's general contempt for like state level police for the first time. Like the show spends like every time they have a chance to portray like a state police officer or a sheriff or a county police officer, like they're always dumb, bumbling in some way. And Sheriff Hunter is very much the beginning.
I don't know if it was decided at this point, but I mean Hunter is uniquely terrible.
Yeah,
for
we get more
future
insight.
Reasons.
On why Hunter is the way.
Every
is.
State local cop is a just bumfuck.
They're either a bumbling fool or they're corrupt or both, which just just going to let that one hang there. So after Arlo gets carted off to prison, Raylan gets a couple of phone calls during his amorous affair
with Ava.
Actually, Ava gets the calls.
Well, Raylan gets the calls first. Like, his phone rings first, and then he throws the pill. It's not his phone that rings first? It's
always Ava.
It's always Ava's? Okay.
Helen's calling Ava.
Helen's calling.
Because Helen calls Ava. They ignore it.
And
then Ava's like, hey, who's calling my phone earlier?
Yeah, and Raylan's like, call it. Yeah.
And then she calls, hey, you know, somebody called me earlier from this number. It's for Raylan.
It is.
It's Aunt Helen. It's
Helen
Aunt
knows.
She wants Raylan to meet her at the diner tomorrow so that she can, so that Raylan can bail out
Arlo.
Arlo.
Also, I want to say, I think that of your, like, TV network regulation sex scenes, it's a good one. It's pretty steamy. It's pretty hot.
Yeah.
They're both looking good.
They have chemistry.
Good. They have good chemistry. It's good stuff. There needs to be more stuff like this on TV.
And like I said, I hate the song. I don't know.
Scenes on TV.
Yeah. TV is very sterile at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to the violence in movies and
sex on TV? Where are those good old libertine values on which we used to rely?
What is libertine?
Liberty. Libertine. Freedom. Usually associated with like debaucherous behavior.
Oh, okay.
Like people say that the Weimar Republic was libertine, and that's why it fell. Rome fell when it became libertine.
Oh.
Which, not true, but moral degradation did not collapse Rome, folks. Don't listen to that one. Morals don't break empires.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, everybody just forgot what was right and wrong.
Yeah.
I think with this scene, I think the song choice and direction could have been even better if Michael Mann guest directed.
If Michael Mann.
Weird song choice. We were weird about the song. Yeah, la la la, stupid
la, la,
shit.
La.
I don't remember how, like, what order the laws were, but they, like, they're still laws.
Yeah, right. Weird. Who's singing la
while sexing?
Yeah, while sexing.
I can't answer that legally.
Legally?
Legally.
Well, what makes it illegal?
There was some.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after Raylan gets the call, he says, his exact words are, I'll go as soon as I'm able.
Oh, wait. We forgot to mention that after Hunter and Arlo leave Stan's house, Stan hurriedly, like, looks in his closet and...
In the secret
panel. Like, yeah, in the secret compartment.
The secret
like,
compartment.
Yo, where's my heroin? All my heroin is gone.
It's heroin.
It's heroin.
That's what it is. He sells heroin. His nephews sell heroin.
His name's heroin.
His middle name is heroin. His Stan heroin.
James
probably
heroin
be stronger
Stan.
If his name was heroin.
Armenia.
Armenian Perkins.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know
that's
if we're
where
keeping
his,
the Armenia.
Maybe that's
stuff.
Where his plug is. Is Armenia.
All right. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah.
So Anne Helen is at the diner. Raylan is rude.
Raylan
is very rude.
Raylan is rude. We'll just drop the conversation because there's no way we can sum it up better.
No, yeah, it's
Why can't you bail him out?
Those are the first words out of your mouth?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll start again. I see you're still smoking.
You still piss in your bed?
No, you see, I gave up my bad habits.
Not all of them, I hope. How's Ava?
She's... How do you know to call her?
Well, she might know how to reach you, considering you both shot a Crowder boy in her dining room.
My original question, why can't you bail him out?
Sheriff Hunter and his jackboot thugs pulled your father over for DUI a few weeks back. And I got a little boisterous in his defense, and they got a restraining order on me. I can't go in the jail.
Give me the money, I'll go get him.
Aren't you even going to ask what he did?
Honestly, I don't care.
There's a man, Stan Perkins, I don't like him. He's written my old house on Indian Line, Arlo.
Helen
just went over there to collect
reason,
the back rent. Rent's about the only money we got, besides a government check.
Oh. You want me to post the bail? You know, there's got to be 50 people in this town that can front you that money.
And not one of them is his son. You came to town. He didn't so much as call.
It was work.
I gotta go get his prescriptions. You drive him home.
But I put him in a taxi.
You drive your father home.
Helen, I mean, her reasoning for
calling...
Wait,
hold on, hold on. Stop the pod. Alert, folks. I've just noticed. It has just come to my attention. Ryan, that's a fresh fit. It's good. It's good stuff. I
appreciate it.
It's good. He's got a solid jacket on top of a nice button down.
A little color coordinated.
Sensible pair of jeans and some delightful and actually pretty clean cream Converse.
Chucks.
Chucks. Yeah, sorry guys. I just wanted to. Everybody has to know out there.
Ryan is wearing the power of Chuck Norris on both feet.
Ryan's dressing. He looks good. So thank you. Keep that in mind, everyone.
I try and keep appearances up for podcasts.
Yeah, for an audio medium, mm-hmm. It's important. I look like a schlub right now. Ian's somewhere in the middle.
I wear sweatpants every now and then.
Yeah, we're podding.
I swear I try and channel. No, I'm not going to say I channel Will Menaker.
Oh, yeah. There are close personal friends, yeah. Will Menaker and
Felix
Trapphouse.
Yeah, our totally personal.
I try and dress like our industry partners. That
we're in the business. Images.
Our coworkers,
yeah.
And our equals.
And good personal friend of mine, Nick Mullen. Anyway.
And Rogan.
And Rogan. We're pretty close with Rogan.
Yeah, I think that, like, in some ways we have better production than Rogan. But yeah,
we ask better questions.
We deserve more money.
Not really, but
yeah.
Rogan.
See, Rogan
that is true.
He has years and years of,
you know what's better than Rogan?
Exposure and what?
Lamb Rogan Josh.
Dude, that's true.
It is better. True. Indian food.
Oh,
it's
in
general,
kind of
Indian
food. It is. So Indian food is better than Rogan, folks. You heard it here.
I think that the best Rogan is whatever Tall Bart is doing with Rogan in his clips.
Yeah,
Tall Bart.
Shout out
doing,
at Tall Bart.
Yeah, Tall Bart
on
is
Twitter.
Very Tall Bart.
Who's Tall Bart?
Very tall. At Very
he
Tall
do?
Bart.
He does the
PP Jortson. He does YouTube hoops
of
them.
A classic.
Yeah.
The last one that I saw was. You know, just go watch it yourself.
Go watch it yourself, folks. We can't replicate the magic.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm. So back to the episode.
Yeah, nothing to do with Very Tall Bart in
Wow, this
in
one's gonna be a lot of trimming. Do you want to start a new track?
We were just on this.
I know we were just on this.
You don't remember?
No.
I do.
I'm being honest with you.
You don't remember?
I'm telling you.
What's your face was going? He was looking for the pills in the house.
Okay, Stan was looking for the pills.
Helen had just... Yeah, so Helen has just mentioned that she can't afford bail because Raylan had gone to the diner to meet her, and he is rude when he walks up, and she's like, yo, really? Like, you're going to be rude? I haven't seen you in so long. You didn't even call. And he's like, oh, sorry. You're still smoking? Just continues to be the rudest prick.
He's snotty.
Yeah.
He's snotty here.
And
she's snotty back. She's like, you got to go bail Arlo out. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I'll go bail him out. Why can't you go bail him out? And she's like, well, you see, there's this restraining order. I can't go.
The guy with the chalkboard.
And Raylan's like, God, all right. And then she's like...
Well, Raylan's also like, so how'd you know to call Ava?
And she's like,
I know these things.
Right.
Yeah, she knows Raylan the best. She was like, well, you both shot Crowders, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Figure you'd be together.
She says you both shot a Crowder boy in her diner.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, Raylan, what were you doing in her dining room?
Yeah.
Getting around.
Raylan does get around town.
And Helen knows this.
Helen knows this about Raylan.
So,
she knows her boy, or her sister's boy.
Stepson.
Mm-hmm. Which he prefers being her nephew.
Yeah.
He prefers that version.
He dodges any potential stepmom allegations that modern audiences might
suggest. He's the only one that makes stepmom allegations.
He avoids it from
himself. Stepmother.
I don't think you get what Ryan meant when he said... Fantastic and licorice pizza.
Yeah.
She's really good in Licorice Pizza. Folks, go watch Paul Thomas Anderson's Licorice Pizza.
And all of his movies. I should see all of his movies. I've seen...
So, Helen's really good through the whole show, but this episode is probably one of the nastiest things that... one of the nastiest positions she puts Raylan in.
Helen's pulling some strings here.
They're all pulling strings.
And she's doing it the best because... she knows Raylan the best,
and she knows
and she's
she
the
knows
most
kind of
well-tempered.
Bad,
like, Arlo manipulates Raylan by being belligerent.
Right.
Helen actually knows how to lie to Raylan to guide him in the right direction. But then once the game's given away,
she's constantly like,
"Oh, I shouldn't be doing this, but what I gotta do is save the family."
Yeah, this is just kind of where she's at.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any control.
That's where they're at in life.
So then she's like, yeah, and we're actually kind of tight on cash, too. So
you're going to have to pay
to bail your father out. And Raylan's like, come on. I got to pay? Come on, that sucks.
Fair complaint. Arlo was terrible to him.
And sometimes you wonder if they're meant for each other, Helen and Arlo.
Yeah,
this episode they are.
They absolutely are.
So Raylan ends up, and then he's like, all right, well, I'm going to put him in a cab on the way home. Cause I don't want to see my dad, this stupid asshole
bastard.
And
gosh.
So I'm just going to put him in a cab. And then Helen's like, you're going to drive your father home. And so Raylan.
So he does it.
Yeah, he does it.
When he walks in on Arlo is telling a terrible story.
Yeah, it's a terrible joke.
Someone threw up on his jacket, and then the punchline is, and then he shit my pants.
Yeah.
Just another not his joke.
Yeah, just old jokes.
Terrible, terrible joke.
Every time the episode opens on Arlo in a room with other people,
he's telling a bad joke. Yeah.
He says it to the nurse, whose ass he then checks
out. But that's the same thing. Like, Arlo's a charismatic guy.
You can tell that he was.
Right.
Back in the day, before he was a billion
when the jokes were
old,
new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raylan also tells bad jokes.
Raylan is the spitting image of Arlo.
Absolutely.
Only thing Arlo says to Raylan, I like the hat.
Like the hat.
And that is so sassy. He doesn't say hi or anything.
Because
Arlo, he's like, just like fucking right on time. Just according to the plan, Raylan is here bailing him out of jail.
Absolutely.
Then we cut to Arlo's house where Helen is. And, look who's knocking on the door. It's Stan Perkins and his nephews.
Stan Perkins.
The Stan gang.
Stan Perkins.
Stan's man.
Whips the screen door off of his hinges in his ultimate show of strength, which, is just unnecessary. And
I think I could rip that screen door off. It looks pretty weak.
It does. The house is gross.
It's not a good looking house.
If you don't like it, get a hammer and get the work.
So Helen starts counting the three as some sort of deterrent, which, we discussed. It just wasn't good.
No.
She wasn't good.
Three strikes.
Stan was there to rough things up, and he did a good job roughing things up.
Yeah. Helen tries to knife him.
But he didn't really...
You think Helen would have some leverage here?
And one of the nephews just her onto the floor.
Stan explains...
Nice, didn't see more than that.
Stan explains the predicament that he's in, how Arlo told him about this super secret hiding spot that if you have anything valuable, you should put it there.
Stan's a chump.
Yeah, what are you...
Just
what
handing Arlo
idiot.
Any money you have.
Yeah, like, hey, put these things in here and get conned. And he did, and he got conned. Then Helen's like, yeah, well, I don't know how that's, like, all my problem. You need to pay your rent. They're going back to this rent thing because that's the red herring that they're using for legality.
The rent herring.
The rent.
That's the leverage Helen has, the landlord position.
And
it doesn't work because he's paying the rent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she tried to stab him.
Well, after
Dan reveals that what he had in his compartment was worth $75,000.
That's right.
No. That was actually when he was talking to Raylan about it. Is when he it was towards the end of the
episode.
It
would be funny if he told that to Helen.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, I had 75 grand.
I think he says it's worth a lot.
Right, he said it was valuable. That's
yeah. He's talking about escaping Kentucky.
Right, yeah, he wants to escape.
Yet another escaping Kentucky guy. This is what makes him.
Everybody wants,
but he fails.
Kentucky.
Yeah, he can't.
Loser.
Well,
it's the ones who don't want to get out of Kentucky that you got to look out for.
It is. It's the ones who really enjoy.
Yeah. Those are going to be the problem characters in the show.
Life in Harlan sucks. Pretty objective.
Unless you're a really cool criminal.
Unless you're really cool.
Arlo and Raylan are in the car, and Arlo is taking this opportunity for everything it's worth, and he is making a fool of Raylan. He's like, you know, in all the years that I've done this shit, your time as a marshal has probably shown you some, like, way crazier shit.
How many guys you kill?
Yeah, how many people have you shot, Raylan?
We're split on the pod here. When Ian and I were discussing this earlier, Ian seemed to be of the opinion that he does not think Arlo shot somebody. And I agree that Arlo is more inclined to beat somebody up, but I don't buy that Arlo's never shot anyone.
I don't think
Arlo was really the type of just shitty leg breaker criminal. Like, one of the first leg breakers of Harlan. That's how he got so far.
But he was, also at the tier of selling mining machinery to cocaine lords. I feel like you're trapped at that point.
Yes, but I think that...
he's trying to get under Raylan's skin.
Yeah, I definitely think he's...
That works.
Right.
I'm just saying I think he's lying. That's all.
But I don't think that he's a guy that goes by the gun. I think that he enjoys the physicality of beating the shit out of somebody. And that's almost like a ritual for him to let off some steam.
Well, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying I'm sure that sometime in his lifetime of criminal enterprise, he has shot someone once.
You know, he fought in Vietnam, and he's making the claim that he's never shot anybody. So maybe Arlo wasn't so loyal to the cause in Vietnam.
I don't think Arlo was loyal to anything at any time.
Well,
shocked Arlo didn't just
Vietnam
like...
Vietnam was a draft war.
That's true.
Figured he'd be a draft dodger.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Arlo has absolutely shot someone.
So you don't think that Arlo is a mutineer in Vietnam?
No. I think Arlo's a go along to get. You think Arlo would given a free pass to shoot at people would turn it down?
Yeah, dude. He said he never shot anybody.
I think he would be too lazy to get anything done in Nam. I think he'd just like sit in the hole, let everyone else fight.
Whatever. I think he shot someone. We can disagree.
Beat the shit out of countless people.
Yeah.
This episode, he beats the shit out of at least three people.
Yeah, he does. Because Raylan and Arlo become enraged when they find out that Helen got tossed around during this confrontation.
So, right, and this is when Raylan is like, something's up here.
This is where Raylan flips the I'm a vigilante now switch.
Mm-hmm.
This is when he enters Terminator mode. This is when he's willing to use his authority to get anything up.
I am the law!
So Raylan goes and talks to Stan. And Stan gives him the rundown. He's like, look, I was going to talk to Arlo and Helen.
And
I brought my nephews.
I'm just a little guy.
Yeah, I brought my nephews because last time I went there, I got beat. I got kicked in the balls.
Balls, which is true.
But he's still a little pussy for bringing the two big guys to back him up. And they end up just picking on an old woman. Who just didn't have the money or the drugs. They weren't at the house, and
no,
he was
she did make fun of
them,
though.
Yes, she did, and that was mean. And I guess, they
Which
just couldn't handle
we
it.
We're pretty anti-mean on this show.
This is an anti-mean podcast. Unless
violence on
both
sides.
But Raylan is like, what do you do? Like, come on, what do you do? And he's like, I do bathroom and kitchen renovations.
Yeah.
We do, furniture, and these guys are my movers and shipping and receiving.
Should have said a little of this and a little of that.
Yeah, that's the good answer.
Yeah, and Raylan is just like, yeah, sure, buddy. Like, I'm sure that's all you do. And then we get the scene with Winona and Vasquez.
We do.
We get Vasquez coming into the office with Ava and her attorney, and he's like, yeah, look, I was talking to you on the phone. I just have a few questions, you know.
I don't have my assistant with me, but I've got a fill-in.
Yeah, but I've got this fill-in that was going to take
Winona Hawkins walks surprise on the screen.
And Ava is just like, she's got a shit-eating grin because she's like, I banged your ex-husband last night.
I think
night.
She sees red for a second. Then
yeah, I think she's...
Well, and then it's like... I do want to plug a little Arlo quip from before he walked in on Helen. Arlo mentioned that... Well, they were looking at the gravestones together.
Yes, the gravestones. That's huge. That's a big thing that we haven't talked
and
about.
And Arlo
at all.
Mentioned how he got them in exchange for some cows.
Stole
that he stole.
He stole cows.
So,
it's awesome.
Among the many Arlo grifts, livestock theft was apparently one of his most successful.
He was a cattle rustler. That's
incredible.
What it's called. Huh?
Absolutely incredible.
Another cowboy.
Yeah. And spitting image of Raylan once again.
Yeah.
Arlo says that he fully expected to die before Raylan's mom. It just didn't work out that way.
Yeah. Wait, Arlo's first appearance. He's wearing a hat.
He is wearing a hat.
A ridiculous hat.
Winona sits down at the table, and Paramount. Then Vasquez is like, we're going to be talking about the shooting of someone Crowder in Ava's dining room, done by Raylan Givens. And Winona's like, oh no.
Yeah, she immediately recuses herself. To
She's
her
like,
credit.
I can't be here because I used to be Winona Givens. And Vasquez is like, no shit.
And she girl bosses Vasquez when she says, can you just say that I had other stuff to do? And he's like, why? And she's like, because I told you to.
Yeah, he's like, why do you want me to say that, Miss Givens? And
he doesn't sound like that.
Close enough. That's how Raylan hears him.
That is how Raylan hears
him. Vasquez is already aware.
Mr. Givens, why did you shoot this man?
Vasquez already hates Raylan.
He already has
knowing,
it out for
yeah, knowing about his work.
But
so
Raylan just gets the shit on him.
Oh yeah, but well, I don't know. I think Vasquez.
No, they get a good relationship out by the end of season one.
Really?
Vasquez and Raylan?
Yeah, after the Cal Wallace episode.
Yeah, I feel like it takes a really long time for them to get around. I don't know, we'll see.
See Winona being a girl boss, and then we go back to Arlo being a crime boss. And just walking into this diner with a baseball bat in his duffel bag.
Yeah.
And just going to town on nephew one and nephew two.
I don't remember. When he pulls the bat out, he goes, remember Henry Aaron?
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
and then goes
baseball
to town,
anyone?
Just old head through and through.
Yeah. Like, beats the shit out of them. Mid beating the shit out of them.
Has a heart attack.
Heart attack.
He's going down. And he's out for the count.
Just a pod tip. Don't
have heart attacks.
Don't go on assaults with heart attack prone hearts.
Yeah.
He probably hadn't taken his meds.
So if I was Arlo, I
would have taken some CBD first.
I wouldn't have had a heart attack. That's just me.
I'm just built different.
I would not have had a heart attack.
I would have, I'd have a gun on.
And see,
I wouldn't use it
then
in a
you
diner,
wouldn't be
but
Arlo.
I would use it earlier.
You wouldn't be Arlo.
I gotta carry.
That's true. But Arlo gets a gun later, I believe.
So, meanwhile, like, pretty much simultaneously as Arlo is doing his spiteful, evil shit, Raylan's doing his spiteful, evil shit, and this is when we see him pull the bathroom bluff on Miss...
Yeah, like, did he have to pee or not?
Miss Toomey?
Yeah, Miss Toomey.
Yeah, yeah. So he's snooping. He's just rustling some weeds. Like some tumbleweeds.
Well, he's doing real
yeah,
work.
He
okay.
did some good
he's,
work.
He's doing good work. And
he was going to get the hamburger or cheeseburger.
Yeah, maybe.
Or cheeseburger.
We actually don't know if he got the hamburger.
No, I mean, he...
Oh, wait, that was that day. That
yeah,
was that
he didn't,
day.
But he was going to get it.
So... Wow, yeah, betrayed her after she offered him food.
Yeah,
really
it's definitely
evil.
The shittiest he is. And then he just pulls the husband into the side of the room when he...
Whoa, he hasn't even gotten inside yet.
Okay.
There are some cute lines with him and the husband.
So, yeah, Raylan pulls, like, the dirtiest bluff after he thinks he sees the husband inside because he's snooping around outside doing his yard work.
He moseys in, and he's just like hands in pockets, just like moving his head all around the room, like, nice play.
Wow.
Is there really a husband good. Anywhere?
Yeah. Do you have a husband I can talk to in your bathroom?
Then husband acts pretty cool towards Raylan.
Yeah, he's chill.
He starts fucking with him.
Yeah, right.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Showing.
I know what you're doing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Getting people hooked on gardening. First one's free. And you get them jonesing for more weeding. Jack up the price. Am I right? I'm just joking. Talking about gardening like it's dope.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
What's up?
It's a private thing. It's a guy thing.
What is it? What is it?
I don't want to make a scene in front of your kids. I'm a deputy U.S. Marshal. I'm here to arrest you on an outstanding federal warrant. And I'm wearing work boots that aren't mine, so don't you even think about running.
And then they go to talk about guy things.
Yeah, guy stuff.
It's a guy thing.
And the guy's like,
dude's rocking.
And I like how the guy thing is just, I'm here to arrest you.
Yeah, I'm here to arrest you.
Like,
that's a pretty guy thing.
I thought that he might have, like, maybe this was, like, a strategic thing for, like, or I guess it was kind of a strategic thing.
Yeah.
It was a stupid, stupid strategy.
Because he didn't want to do it in front of his
face. I want to know what the guy thing was.
Yes, but it was.
I take Raylan at face value when he says that.
Okay, I believe him there, but it doesn't change that the strategy that he was taking for this whole thing was really stupid.
No, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying
it's a
rational.
Stupid strategy.
Because I think...
Well,
I mean,
you can call it stupid when
it
works.
It's pretty ruthless.
Yes, I can. Yeah, I can. Stupid plans work all the time.
Well,
it's just that
by virtue
it
of
is,
it working.
It's
but,
stupid in the fact that it's
because
a feasible
what he,
plan for
what
him.
He should have stuck to was his original plan of going in, using the bathroom, making, like, identifying this guy, and then going out and getting the marshals and having the warrant.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
that would have been...
He has to be a superhero. That's
that,
right.
No, that is
yeah,
fair.
Yes, but that's the stupidity.
Yeah, that is very.
That's
he
stupid.
Could have just brought in.
Also,
backup.
He fucking sucker punches this guy.
No, he
the
does
guy makes
wind
it
up
clear.
For a punch.
Okay, so he's just faster. Raylan draws faster on the fist.
Yeah. He goes for a straight jab in the face from the hip.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, long, like.
He uses that muscle he's
like,
got. That fight.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is bigger. He was going for a slugger.
Yeah, he was going for a big hit.
But I will say, to the stupid planning,
Raylan,
he was trying to make it easier for the kids.
That's true.
Yeah,
he was.
That's what I'm saying. Because bursting in with the marshals.
I just want to know what
doesn't
like,
let that happen.
What this guy thought.
But you don't
the
have to burst in.
Was.
I mean.
Yeah.
Serving. Yeah,
you
yeah.
Bring
you're,
all the marshals. That's what, we've already seen them do a knock raid.
Yeah, that's true. That we have.
We
had no concern for the kids that time.
No.
That's
well,
true.
And Art was like. Well, he was like, oh, you're going to jail, mamacita.
You're
like,
right.
That's how the marshals handle this shit.
That's true.
So, like, Raylan was trying to take the quiet way out.
So, yeah, rare half-dub for Raylan.
That's true. I guess this is a charisma check that Raylan could not pass.
Yeah. Well, they scramble around on the floor, and he gets the physical check.
But also, Raylan trying to be virtuous in, like, the most evil thing that he's ever done.
It's very Raylan.
Yeah.
He's abusing his power, but being Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
While abusing his power and breaking up this family.
But he's doing it to feel good.
Yeah.
Because he's down to
he's
earth doing yard work. He's down on his... He's getting grit in his fingernails.
Yeah.
He dealt with Arlo yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. He's dealing with his own
sucks.
Shit, dealing
and
with
so,
their shit.
Well, he finally arrests this guy and talks the wife down.
Dude, he just throws this guy to the ground.
Yeah.
He, like...
Gets a shotgun to the face, doesn't
he? Oh, that's right.
Let him go.
Mrs. Toomey, let's wait one second and consider the situation, shall we? I am a deputy United States Marshal. We don't do these things alone either. So you know I got backup. Listening to everything right now on a little microphone here in my shirt collar.
They're gonna hear you die unless you let me go.
They won't be the only ones.
Go to your bedroom. Go on now. Now let him go.
If you don't put that weapon down, shots will be fired, and I cannot predict the outcome. But you put it down, I'll see to it. No charges are filed against you. At least them kids can grow up with their mother. Any other end of this is sad or tragic.
I knew I shouldn't trust you.
Backyard looks good, though, don't it?
After Raylan talks down Miss Toomey, I think the grossest moment of this episode is when they're out on the porch and she, like, is pissed at him. And the only thing he can say is, yeah, but your flower beds look good.
Yeah.
And that's evil. That's it.
I think that's the grossest thing.
He just stopped himself from asking about the burger.
Yeah. Just barely. He almost did. Like, dinner so long?
No. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Raylan's not a guy to say sorry, but, like, could have at least...
Some contrition.
Could have acknowledged the gaslighting.
Or, like, I'm sorry we had to do this, at the very least. Not that it matters.
Yeah, I hope the kids are okay.
But Raylan's gross about this.
Yeah, so, like, he's just feigning this concern.
Yeah, he doesn't
care. Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit. He did what he had to do.
Right.
Quote, unquote.
He was saving his own skin this whole time.
So...
Literally
really
didn't have
something
to.
Just that he needed to
extra work
to do.
And then he has to go on his secondary mission of he's got to push around Stan.
He hears about the heart attack.
Actually,
oh, he hears about the heart attack.
So,
from Hunter.
So, not quite. After we go through the bathroom bluff, we go back to, you're right, Sheriff Hunter. And he tells him about the pharmaceuticals that Stan has been peddling. The stolen
gotcha.
Ones. And so this is when Raylan is like, okay, this is the shit that's going
on.
Oh,
and we have the
Raylan's
Johnny
making
Crowder
the connections.
Shit.
That's right. Johnny Crowder. So Raylan is like, all right, so the pharmaceuticals are obviously what Arlo is like targeting in this.
Yeah.
So he has to get more information. We're going to go to old high school baseball friend, Johnny Crowder,
yeah.
who is pimping at the back of the bar and challenges Raylan to a little baseball game. In exchange for some information, if Raylan can pass the test.
We love boys, but Johnny's the coolest Crowder. Doesn't give a shit about really the Ava thing or even the Boyd thing.
And he warns Raylan about Bo
yeah,
Crowder?
Yeah,
literally,
like, no, just a heads up, Bo. I don't really care, but Bo does.
Yeah,
yeah
Bo's going to be really
know.
Upset.
Mm-hmm. And Johnny, well... Like, I love the Harlan just obsession with high school baseball.
So
oh, yeah.
I think that one of the structural weaknesses in this season is the fact that we don't introduce the season antagonist until episode 5. Like, I
yeah.
think if this is episode 3 of the season, and then you have the other two filler episodes, I think the pace is a lot better. Because, like, why are we at episode 5 and we're just now... finding
yeah,
out
it is
about
like
all
this,
of it.
It is
yeah, this
three, like, one-off plots.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Which,
world building.
Small beef. Mm. But, worth noting. But Johnny's a cool dude. The last time we saw Johnny, they were checking out his ass tattoo, right? Oh, no, I keep trying to jump in the future.
So we actually, we skipped over, we see Helen at the hospital when Raylan goes back to visit Arlo, because he does learn about the heart attack from
yeah.
Dickhead Cop. And... So, Helen's waiting outside with a shotgun in case Stan Perkins, our guy, comes back to finish the job.
And Raylan has very little.
Yeah, Raylan's like, yeah, sure, whatever. If you're gonna shoot him, it's gonna like make sure you like you know how much the shotgun's gonna blow back or whatever. And Raylan is just so much like Arlo. He's so spiteful, so pity. Like, he has a conversation with Arlo, and it is just so full of spite the whole time.
It's gross.
Yeah.
He doesn't like talking to Arlo.
Then he goes to see Mr. Pimp, high school baseball guy, Johnny Crowder. Then Raylan starts scoping out Stan Perkins' house.
No, Johnny and Raylan, that's the only altercation between them in the show, I believe. A baseball duel.
Nice. Raylan goes to Mr. Stan's house. And he kind of invites himself in. He's like, can I come in?
Stan's and then like, just barges in.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, this used to be Raylan's house.
Yeah.
Raylan was like, he's like, oh, this is like, He starts talking about how Arlo can just be set off by anything.
Raylan goes on pulling a long tangent to prove a point.
Right.
Raylan pulling the, it's my
he's
house.
He's toying card. With, like, Family. With Stan this whole time, just walking around his house, kind of taunting. He's like, yeah, I know every inch of this space. This is where I used to come when I was a kid. There were cokes over here.
I know
TV
the best hiding
there.
Spot.
You know, he used to play hide and seek.
This whole time, he's literally pushing Stan around. Physically,
yeah, he picks
Arlo's
up. He picks
bat.
Up his baseball bat.
Arlo's bat.
Yeah, Arlo's with Arlo's bat. And the only line between him and Arlo here is that Raylan's using psychological attacking
mm-hmm.
rather than physical attack.
Right, they are doing
because
the same thing.
He's a little
thing.
More refined,
yeah.
than Arlo is.
And he has
he's
a badge.
Got better table yeah. manners.
He's got a badge,
but
he
he's only
this.
Using the. I think the only way he's using the badge here
is to
say, well, is to get in. And there's, like, a threat of, you can't touch me. Like, he's not here as
True.
A cop.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has the backup of, go ahead and do something.
Yeah, 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 sure.
One of the most lethal Raylan episodes without him shooting anything.
Yeah. Mm.
Good lines from this scene would be Raylan grinning like a fucking idiot and being like, want to see my favorite hiding spot?
Yeah.
And you know at this point Stan is just dead.
Stan's fine.
And so he lets Raylan open the hiding spot because he doesn't suspect that there's anything in there. Last time he checked.
Well, his argument is, why would I let you search the house if I had pills here?
Right.
And Raylan's like, oh, that is a pretty good point.
Right, yeah. And, like, Dan or Stan does not know that there were pills in there because they were planted. So, at this point, he tells Raylan the scoop. He gives Raylan everything, you know. He tries to run. At first, he's just like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. But then Raylan trips him with the bat. And this is where Raylan threatens to shoot somebody. Doesn't actually shoot anybody this episode. Threatens to shoot the nephews when, you know, he does the stand takedown. Stands down. And this is where he gives Raylan the scoop. He tells him how Arlo broke in and stole $75,000 worth of pills that were in the hiding spot.
And it's where Raylan really starts piecing things together
right,
in his head.
Right. He knows how Arlo would do this, and he knows what Arlo's angle is now, and how he himself, how Raylan has played his part in these plans, and like, he's done his part. You know, this
Which
was orchestrated.
Which is why when he goes to confront Arlo in the hospital, he's got nothing to say to him.
Oh, yeah. Arlo is still, like, he's kind of still, like, shitting along with the whole, like, I'm just getting the rent.
He's in his I'm a feeble old man mode.
Yeah.
He is also extra doped up.
That's true.
But he's really intentionally hamming it up, too.
Yeah.
I think so.
Arlo, class A troll this episode.
Arlo is an epic troll.
Trollo.
Epic troll.
So... Really, the rest of the thing, because we've already talked about the theme so much, it kind of wraps itself up as Raylan pieces together the pills business, and then really the next thing that happens outside of him just doing the legwork is when he goes back to the hospital to yell at them for trying to set mm-hmm. him up.
Yeah. Well, they do set him up.
They do set him up.
Yeah, it worked.
And so, you know, Helen gets sent outside. He chews out Raylan. Well, no, he doesn't chew out Arlo. He just kind of doesn't take any Arlo shit.
And
then
we find
done.
Out that the real stakes of this plan was to get Arlo out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he could get away with the money. Which works.
Yeah.
Raylan gets one over on him, even if he... Raylan has one gotten over on him, even if he figures it out.
Yeah, yeah, like
he's
that,
too late.
And that's kind of why he's so upset about this all happening.
He could have
and,
used art talking him through the episode.
And so,
and really, the hardest moment is that last conversation between Raylan and Helen.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I think, it does a really good job getting at why Raylan didn't want to engage with them to begin with. He essentially knew this was going to happen. If he
Man,
and
still
it,
felt like he had to,
and it, yeah. I think it retroactively. Makes his lack of care at the beginning a lot better, and it makes his the lengths he went to do this a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew what he was getting into and just found his little pleasures in pushing a little scumbag around.
Yeah.
He loves it. He lives for this shit. It's why he's a marshal.
Exactly like Arlo.
He is Arlo.
Art was so right about just, you know, the apple not falling.
Weird episode where the main plot isn't even the actual marshal work he does.
No. It is. It's vigilantism. Which he gets worse at and worse at, or he gets worse about and worse about as the show goes on, and he accrues more personal beefs.
Yeah.
But I think a really solid ending note is that shot of him looking at the graves and him really contemplating where this life is going to bring him and Arlo, because Arlo has PTSD. Arlo's bipolar. He just had a heart attack.
Neurodivergent.
He's neurodivergent.
That's true.
Give him a fucking break.
Give him a fucking break.
He's on meds, so dude. He's off his meds. No, he's doing. He is on his meds, and that's why he's so much better. But he's still Arlo.
He's still Arlo. He does go. He does go schizoid later on. I think that this leaves off being a really solid episode.
Yep.
Yeah, way more about, like, who Raylan is.
And it was about damn time.
Like, this episode and the last really dig into just emotional core of the show, like what drives everyone to act as they do in this crime wonderland,
because that's what Harlan is.
Yeah. And I honestly think that the Raleigh episode would have worked better immediately after this one, because we get the savage side of Raylan, and then we would get how that manifests in him being a dumbass and like, I wanted ice cream.
I had him, right? He was right in the store next door.
Because if he hadn't done that, Raleigh would have testified, would have been in witness in WITSEC, and would not have gotten shanked by a coyote. Maybe he gets killed by the cartel after he testifies, but...
I mean, who cares at that point?
Yeah. worthless at that point. But I think the episode does a lot of the Arlo-Raylan comparisons really organically, and it, like, doesn't feel forced. Like, it happens really naturally. They're not shoving your face in it. They just let the sequence of events make the comparison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even... Honestly, didn't even realize how many parallels there were till I was really wondering, like, how important this whole B-plot is. Because it has nothing at all to do with any of the Arlo business. But it's like, oh, wait, it's... shows every single parallel between Raylan and Arlo.
Raylan is willing to pull a days-long con on someone to fuck them over to get what he wants, with no concern for the effect it'll have on their life. Because it might have been more violent to, like, do the burst in with the marshals, but, like, he went to extreme lengths to... torture this one woman.
Yeah, and Raylan would not have gotten the instant anywhere near the gratification that he got.
He wouldn't get
by
to
infiltrating
feel like a hero
if he had just busted down the door. Yeah.
Raylan revels in getting his hands dirty.
Yeah, dirty so he can be the hero at the end.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And so Raylan's king of ends justified the means.
You know, they didn't have to show up with a full force of marshals. Could have slipped a letter under the door. We know you're here.
Yeah, come on out. Come on.
Like,
we found you. You know, this
like,
is...
Yeah, once they know maybe, he's there, like, it's over.
Or just wait for him to serve.
Higher theme this episode
is
hide-and-go-seek, you know?
Hide-and-go-seek is a really important theme.
Because Raylan was playing hide-and-go-seek when he was younger, and, you know, this guy...
Don't play it with
the Giddens.
They're playing hide-and-go-seek.
That's true. The pills are disappearing and reappearing, and, you know, this Toomey guy... He's playing hide and go seek with the marshals, and so he wasn't playing fair though.
There's no room in Harlan for a Givens Perkins feud or a Givens Toomey feud.
Well,
only room for the Givens Crowder feud.
Raylan changes the Givens blank feud because he brings lethal force with it.
A license to kill.
And like regularly during a personal beef that lands him in danger, just the entire marshal squad will show up to bail him out.
Yeah.
They're like,
he's
we just knew you needed help.
It's so cute.
And it's like, he is here because he is, like, consorting
a sicko.
With, like, or he's consorting with organized crime. That's how he got in this situation.
Yeah, but that's what you gotta do to catch the real bad guys.
Raylan's ultimate, he maxed out Spirit of the Law and Mend Letter of the Law.
That's pretty
double max gunslinging.
Yeah, double
lawful
tag skill. Yeah.
the next episode, Boyd's back.
Boyd's back.
Boyd's back.
Boyd's back.
And for the fourth time, the show really starts.
Yeah. This is where the real show starts. But then in season two,
that's when the real show starts. Jinx.
Is two the Bennett
season? Yeah.
Weed.
Yeah, the weed season.
The weed season.
One of many.
Wow.
A third of the season's the main conflict is over marijuana rights.
I believe we see Raylan take one hit ever.
Do we?
Maybe. I know there's
Dewey Crowder?
Dewey Crowder?
Marijuana?
You just invented the worst character on the planet.
Dewey Crowder? Oh, right. Dewey Crow.
I didn't even catch that.
Most underpowered. Yeah. Justified.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's better than Dewey Crow.
The Crows are worse than the Crowders. Yeah, like, that's true. We do finally get to meet the Crows.
Dewey under Bo's tutelage is a force.
You want to talk about people who vibe and just pretend like they have the upper hand the entire time? That is the Crow villain mindset. Like, the entire season, Michael Rapaport's just like, yeah, I'm in charge of it, while constantly losing.
I just love the scene of Dewey and Devil, and, like, Devil turns on the lights, and he's like, what, you want him to see us? Yeah. He's already seen us, you stupid bastard.
So I think the theme here is don't play hide and seek.
Unless your name is Dewey.
Have a better father.
Have a better father.
Now, yeah. Arlo's dad also sucked a lot.
Folks, don't be afraid to be your dad.
Or Dewey Crow.
Or
don't be afraid to not be your dad.
Don't be afraid to watch Justified.
Be yourself, man.
Be yourself.
Watch Justified.
Be yourself.
Listen
as long
to Justify.
As yourself has room for Justified in your life.
If it doesn't, then, you've got things to think about.
You've got something you need to reevaluate.
Things deeper than we can get into on this podcast for now.
I mean, as someone that hasn't seen any of Justified to be this far.
Yeah.
Like,
that'd be incredible.
I mean, you know, respect to that person.
If this is
there.
How you want to consume Justified content, more
respect.
Power to you.
More
yeah.
Power to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.